I'm Marilyn Heider with pain management advocate Richard Lawhern. Over the past few years, we've been following the opioid crisis. You've seen the number of deaths, fentanyl deaths, and other overdoses. But people who legitimately need excessive doses of pain medication to live tolerate these meds due to their pain level. PhD Richard Lawhern volunteers his time to help these patients and has been trying to get the CDC to listen and read what thousands of these pain patients are saying. Is anything progressing for these patients?
There is a great deal of news for people who have chronic pain. As a matter of fact, on July 16th, there was a public meeting for the National Center for Injury Prevention and Control, which is a division of CDC, and for the reporting out of a review by what was called an opioid work group that was appointed in December of 2019. That report was remarkably frank for having called CDC on the carpet, because the revision that they've been working on now for a year and a half basically is just more of the same old sugar and is dead poison for chronic pain patients. Among the other items discussed in that meeting was an earlier June 7th through 8th FDA workshop on the idea of morphine milligram equivalents, which it turns out is a measure of what dose of pain reliever people are receiving if they've received different kinds of opioid pain relievers. The FDA basically learned the whole concept of MME, or morphine milligram equivalent, is junk science. And it is enormously harmful as a criterion for deciding who should receive how much pain reliever. Another item is that several of us are pointing out that the CDC has really no charter for issuing guidelines on prescribing or dosing for any of a number of non-opioid medications that are used to treat infectious disease or depression or diabetes. The agency tracks those orders, but they don't have the authority to write medical guidelines for the prescription of medications that are used in treating them. That mission is normally addressed by FDA. So basically, CDC has imposed itself on a mission that it does not have legislative authority to perform. We also now know the idea of MME has been the central basis or criteria that CDC has used in trying to limit the availability of opioid medications for the treatment of pain. CDC basically has disregarded patient input and physician input for the past 6 years. And they've had a whole lot of help from the U.S. DEA and U.S. Department of Justice, which has no real expertise in this area at all. What I and quite a number of other pain advocates are saying is that the only scientifically and ethically sound action that is now open to the CDC is an outright repudiation and withdrawal of its 2016 guidelines.
Well, how likely is that?
It's a battle, and it's now coming to serious discussion. And I think what's likely to happen is that Congress is going to have to weigh in and basically take the mission away from CDC. There's a really important central element that needs to come forward here and that many of us are advocating. We need Department of Justice and state attorneys general to conduct a judicial review for at least the last 10 years of actions that have been taken to sanction, suspend, or revoke licenses or imprison physicians for fictitious overprescribing based on MME thresholds. And in judgments where MME was used as a criteria, those judgments need to be vacated with a monetary award of damages to physicians whose practices and lives have been ruined by this bogus pseudoscience. So the appeal now is to Congress, and a number of us are running campaigns to help patients phrase their stories to their congressmen and senators to basically say, this is my story. Here's how CDC damaged me. They should be taken out of this area of public policy with extreme prejudice. And I think this is beginning to show results. There are now class action suits outstanding against not only government figures, but chain pharmacies that have been active in denying pain treatment to people who are in agony.
What are these patients going to do for the next several years until this thing is somehow settled?
Well, some of them are going to die, and they're going to die because CDC messed up. We've already seen hundreds of suicides among patients who have been denied pain treatment and whose doctors have gotten too scared to practice medicine. And the outcome of that is basically going to be that the family members who have seen them commit suicide are now going to lawyers and they're saying, I want to sue the government bureaucrats who did this. And there are law firms beginning to take up those lawsuits.
PhD Richard Lawhern, Marilyn Heider, KOGO News.